Welcome back to the Guildhall Podcast. Please visit us at the-guildhall.net and join us on Discord.
Mm-hmm. Welcome back to the Guildhall Podcast, an actual play RPG podcast. We are back with the fourth part of the fourth episode of the second season of Rodania. Okay, so let's open up the final scene, Act 3 of this adventure. Where is it? Old Heist, Act 3, View Scene, Activate Scene. All right. One starts at the boat. One starts in the middle of the river. And two start on shore. Okay.
Wait. Is this...
This is no. The wolf and the sheep.
Yeah, I was going to say. Amazing. Mm-hmm. You cannot leave the Goliaths with the food because they will eat the food.
All right.
You can't put two Goliaths on a raft at the same time because they fight each other.
If we leave anyone who is not a paladin on a boat with gold alone, then the gold will disappear.
Mm-hmm. You have to be on all gold funds?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
I'm
sorry, the sound from...
Where's Tarek?
Foundry is deafening. Can we turn this off somehow?
Oh, sure. If you can do it yourself.
Go to the music.
Yeah. Okay.
If you go to the playlist, the audio settings, you can just lower all the volumes.
Okay, gotcha. The environment was just like... not super loud, but like not insignificant loud either. Yeah.
All right.
What are these things?
Okay.
It's just loot from the enemies, I guess.
Weapons.
No.
Alchemical
shit. All the items that are currently on the ship.
Yeah, right, weapons, gold, arm shipments, gold, and alchemical fire. The things you wanted to collect from the ship specifically.
You want us to go close? All right.
Okay. Let me get my sheet set up. All cards. This has everything. Let me sort this. Unfortunately, I couldn't get a card game working in Foundry for some reason because they don't have really a good way of doing it. But I was able to, but I have done it. So there are currently. All right, you. Let me sort this. I know. Data sort. Okay. All right. So you currently have. There are currently 10. Whatchamacallit. There are currently 10 crates of alchemical goods.
Mm-hmm.
There are currently 30 crates of gold.
Mm.
Huh?
Each crate of gold represents 25 pounds of gold.
That's a lot of gold.
Yes, it is. Double-checking
Yep.
1 second.
I'm sorry.
I didn't hear what you said because you're very low for some reason.
Really? What the fuck?
Okay, so each pound.
I've done nothing.
So I'm pointing this out to you. Each pound of golds is worth 50 gold coins.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So every time you basically withdraw 25 pounds worth of gold, you're withdrawing 1,250 gold coins. That is what it's worth.
Damn.
And then you have an additional, what is it, 10, 15? 15 crates of weapon supplies. So these are forged weaponry. Now, as I stated previously, they haven't asked for it, but the sort of known agreement is that you're going to be splitting those weapons with the Moving Mountain Clan.
That makes sense.
So that they can have access to, like, actually forged weaponry.
Yeah.
I mean, we want to arm our friends and soldiers. Makes sense.
Do they
care about gold, particularly, or mostly about the weapons?
I think we mostly care about the weapons, honestly.
All right.
Gold is nice. Don't get me wrong. But I think weapons need to take priority. Yeah, so what's the game? So what's the game? Because he said there's a game now. Yep.
Yes. Each raft can hold 4 items.
Mm-hmm.
So you have 4 slots for an item, and then you have to move the raft to the shore in order to load it onto your carriages.
Okay.
I have a deck right now that contains 120 cards.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Inside of that deck are all of the loot that you have, plus bad shit.
Mm. Right. Mm.
Plus what?
So the bad stuff.
Mm.
The bad stuff comes. The bad stuff comes in the form of evidence, which means that the Marquis is able to track down who actually performed this action. So, if the Marquis acquires 3 pieces of evidence, you will be suspect.
God damn it.
If she acquires 5 pieces of evidence, you are fingered. She knows that it was you.
Mm.
Okay. Additionally, there are other cards that will represent basically something happening with the supplies or something going overboard or something happened to your rafts, something along those lines.
Are there neutral cards in there as well?
The neutral cards are the whatchamacallit.
The
weapons, so the loot you can consider neutral card, as well as the raft cards. There are also 15 raft cards, which basically tell you how to move the rafts. So the raft cards are either of the variety, move a raft 1 square, move a raft 2 squares, or sorry, move the rafts 2 squares total, so you can move 1, 2, 2, 1. And then there's also 3 raft movements. So you have those cards that are also in the deck. So the only way to move the raft is with a card from the deck. Got me?
Yep. But there's not like a card with like you find a random magical item within all of this.
There are 6 cards that are also random treasure. Which are not random treasure because they're actually built into the scenario.
But
there are 6 pieces of additional treasure. Yes, there are 6 pieces of additional treasure.
What does the gameplay look like? Like, what do we have to do?
At the start of each turn, you start drawing cards.
Mm-hmm.
You stop when you draw 5 total treasure.
Okay.
Or when you fail to deal with one of the bad things.
Okay.
Okay, we have chances to deal with them.
Excellent. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I was confused about that too. Like,
how do I draw a card?
We will do that at the beginning, and you'll just start basically rolling a dice to draw the cards.
When you say we, there's no initiative. We are doing this as a team, right?
I put the initiative on the initiative tracker because it is going to come down to a little bit on initiative order.
Oh, okay.
Fair. The reason why it's going to come down onto initiative order is because if you are like, there's no way I'm going to make this check because this check requires something that I don't have, you can pass that to the next person in initiative order.
Gotcha.
Okay, cool.
So you basically can give up your turn in order to not have to deal with the bad thing and just go and have the next person deal with it. But that ends your turn. Okay?
Okay.
So can we?
I think I got it.
Can we potentially?
The DC increases each round.
Yeah. Okay. There it is.
Yeah.
So the longer you take, the more time basically people are going to have to basically come back and see what's going on. The more time, more other patrols are coming on, and that's going to be represented by the increase in DC.
Okay.
Okay.
So you want to get as much stuff looted early.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. You tell us who starts. Okay, Darius. Yeah. Okay.
Darius, you are up.
All right. So yeah, what do I need to draw the card?
I need you to roll a D95.
D95. Gotcha.
D95.
95 sided die.
77.
Number 77.
Oh,
you have the first bad thing happen to you.
God damn it.
Yeah, gun. Why did you
do that? I'm good at fixing bad stuff.
Get him out of the way early.
You are good at fixing bad things. It's
getting him out of the way early might not be the worst idea, as long as it's not evidence, because the DC is easy now.
Okay,
yeah, evidence would be bad. Remember, it's 5 evidence.
Broken raft group. Easy. You either lose your next movement card, but in order to basically get rid of it, you have to make an athletics or sleight of hand, and you're you, so I'm sure you're making the sleight of hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's going to hit a 56 sleight of hand check.
The DC begins at 12.
Nope. Only 7. Easy.
So You are fine. Mm-hmm. All right. Honestly, go to the next one.
That Darius is getting bad things.
And next turn, or do I keep going? What's happening?
You keep going.
So that is, yep. 76.
You are consistent, at least.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so there we go. You have one thing of golds.
Oh, nice. All
right. You pull out a crate of 25-pound gold. I'm guessing you're loading it onto the first. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, we want some gold. Go ahead. Keep going.
23. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
5.
All right. A legendary item.
That would be fun.
Oh.
River Beast Stirring. You can either make an Arcana or a Survival check. DC 12.
This is not maybe one for me. Okay, let's see. I'll double check. I'm going to have to pass this to someone else.
So the next person alive is Garendorf, who actually does have Survival, I believe.
Maybe. Okay, it's my turn.
Oh, yeah, so maybe.
Roll a
D1.
D93. No, you have to make a survival check to deal with the problem.
The river monster.
Oh, I need to deal with the problem. Okay,
I got it. Yeah, I am unable to deal with it. I'm asking for your assistance.
Okay, so, intelligence or wisdom?
I have a question. I have a question. Since you are making this a bow game, as a master thief, surely Darius would be giving advantage to his
companion. If I'm allowed to hate, I win, but I'm probably not allowed to.
He succeeds, so that's fine. Okay. There is no whatchamacallit.
Evidence, thank goodness.
No evidence.
No what?
Now you get to keep drawing cards.
Now you roll the
D93. 92.
How do I use that kind of dice?
Slash roll space 1D92.
Slash R 1D92.
Again, please.
Like that, but no space between the slash and the R.
Yes.
Right.
And it should be fine.
Okay, 14.
There we go.
Ooh, special loot.
You
get the first magic item.
Yummy.
What is it?
Special water skin.
Password trace of it for crossing river. That's very specific.
It's about crossing water.
That could unironically be useful, right now.
No. 100%. Well, it is on a ship, so I guess it makes sense that they would have it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Exactly. Eldris, you need to learn.
Does not count towards the total amount of loot you've drawn, so you can just keep going.
So it's another 92? Or is it
91.
Yeah.
81.
Mm-hmm.
81. All right.
Eldris, learn create water.
Create water. Okay.
No.
If you have to loot cards or make a survival check.
So you have to make a survival or arcana check. So you can try your survival again. Otherwise, I'll find two loot cards.
Or pass it to our wizard.
You should do it. You have good survival.
You can 100%.
I'll do it.
Yep, okay. Try another survival check then.
You're perfectly fine. You dealt with it. You can move on. You can keep drawing.
For posterity, does the check get harder every time we do one? Or is it every round a person does?
Every round.
Us 12 hitting, forever now.
Hitting all these bad things right now is actually kind of okay.
It's
very good, yes.
Okay. You have drawn the first raft. You draw a raft 2 movement, so you can move 2 of the rafts. Or one of the rafts.
Get them closer.
Yeah, move the other rafts closer for sure. Right?
You can move this one down.
We have more rafts to move things toward.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
So which one? So you want to move this one down and this one in the middle?
Yeah. Just one halfway. Yeah. That makes more sense. Keep going.
Keep going. By the way, at the end of each person's turn, all raft cards get put back in the deck.
Mm.
Nice. Okay.
Okay. Cool.
So the rafts can return.
The routes can move with plenty of tanks. Excellent.
Good, 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 good.
Seven. Lucky number seven.
Lucky
come on.
Number.
Mm-hmm. Come on, seven. Baby.
That's your first nice. Crate of alchemical supply.
Woo! Perfect. You need to have to get all those out. We want them gone from here.
I'm that guy. Okay.
Next. Sorry.
Loot.
So that's four now.
73.
Mm-hmm. So this is Garen's last.
Okay.
Thing.
You got the second piece of special loot. Congratulations.
Dude, he's good at this. Sniper move.
Yeah. Hold on 1 second. Everyone, please listen.
A heavy box, roughly 2 feet long, carved from dense, almost petrified blackwood. The surface is etched with an intricate lattice of silver and pale green runes, worn with age but still faintly humming when touched. Bands of dark iron reinforce the edges, tarnished but unbroken. Each band pressed with strange sigils, neither holy fee nor mortal in design. The box is secured with 3 silvered locks along its front face, each bearing a different crest, a stag, a broken crown, and an endless knot. No hinges are visible. The seams are impossibly fine, as if the box was grown rather than built. Beneath the first layer of filigree, if one examines closely, tiny letters can just barely be seen burned into the wood. Sound not, save upon doom. The box is heavy for its size, resonating faintly if jostled. Not with noise, but with a low thrumming, like the heartbeat of something sleeping and dangerous.
There you go.
Is that a piece of loot on the thing?
No, or... any of the special loot I just consider is on your person. You automatically have.
Gotcha. Right. We will deal with that later, unless it's very specifically useful right now.
No, you do not deal. You do not have to deal with it now. It is intentionally left to deal with later.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Sounds
interesting. However,
you keep going.
Keep going
until
just are you now?
Well, until all the bad things are gone and Prot cries because everything else.
You go until you get 5 total pieces of loot.
Oh, loot, that stuff.
Yep.
Yes.
I see.
And if we get all the bad stuff out, then he will give us all stuff because he has
box of alchemicals. Yep.
Again.
Keep going. Third box of alchemicals.
Alright.
Yeah, we love alchemical supplies in this house.
I mean, I guess.
Them, bro.
Yeah, this shit's gonna be dope.
Just keep going.
Mm-hmm. Right, so that is your third piece of loot. Was that the 32 is the one you just rolled?
Yep.
Okay. There is a frantic survivor!
Told you we should have slit their throats.
I'm gonna start the selfie one,
but you have insight, right? You have +2.
I'm not understanding the first option of 6. Wow, what does any insight mean?
Oh, I don't know why it says any. Oh no, it's any. You can either just forget any, the word insight. It's supposed to be you can use any skill, insight, or any of the skills listed, but it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Mr. DM,
I get it.
Can I cast guidance?
I'll let you cast guidance once per turn.
So if I did it now, I wouldn't have to go to my turn?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay, so fuck you, babe.
So, I can use only inside stealth, but I can only inside on stealth, right?
You can only use either in
stealth. Those are your two.
Remember, you can also pass it.
You can also pass it. Then our
wizard has to do either inside or stealth.
Yeah,
and our wizard,
I'm not sure that was good at those either.
Eldris, are you
I feel like you've got better odds.
Cyphers?
What up?
Are you good at or stealth?
Not stealth.
I know you did not hear a word of that.
Are you good at insight or stealth?
Insight or stealth? Stealth, I don't think so. Let me take a quick look here at insight.
In my case, I have +2 in each. So I'm just asking you so I can.
Stealth, I have +0. But insight, I got a +5. So I could.
Oh, I'm going to pass the trip.
pass.
Okay. What is your Eldris? Why do you have so much wisdom?
Literally, what?
No, it's from whatchamacallit, my background.
Okay. You might have expertise in it or something.
I mean, you still minimum have 14 wisdom, though. That's a lot for a wizard. That is
correct. Eldris!
Yeah, Eldris, please roll us your insight.
Make your insight.
With a problem.
I'm working on it.
Thank
You're fine.
How's that?
How's that? Hold on one second. Since we're at the start of a turn order, the raft gets put back into the deck. And I... At the beginning
of it's not at the beginning of the round.
No. I want to make... There's not a ton of raft cards, and I want to make sure there's plenty.
Okay, I see. So is it going like
just so you know, I actually ran I actually simmed this a bunch of times to see how much loot you would get out by each turn. In order to actually build this encounter. So
I see.
All right, go ahead. It is a 185.
84.
1d85.
No, it's 85 now because you added a card back.
Oh, that's true. Sorry, my bad.
Yeah, so
85 you said, yeah?
85.
Nine.
No! Sleight of hand or athletics!
Oof.
Oh, I mean, you got the least about gold. We could let the gold go. Question
mark. Hey, guys, minus one.
You could use the sleight of hand and you have a zero or something. And you know what? Even if you fail, it's fine.
Maybe you could just give it to Jornin so he could succeed.
I don't want to
pass in the turns too early.
Here's the thing. Don't
you're
pass
fine.
Everyone.
Yeah, you're fine. You're good. You're fine.
I got catch you, a bro. Bar of gold. I guess.
Got you, homie.
You caught a bar of gold and you put it on the boat. So it's now on one of the rafts.
Hey, yeah.
Oh, it's actually a new gold piece.
Yeah, I got you.
Yeah, that's so good.
Oh, wait, shit. You're right. That didn't actually happen.
No, it's not the old gold we're about to lose.
Yeah.
Maybe we didn't lose.
Go ahead.
Now you keep drawing.
All right. So still 1d85?
84.
84.
One.
Just all the bad things out, and then and then Prot has to give us the whole loot.
He has to do blow all the bad stuff right now.
I mean, the DC is 12. We can make that right now. So.
All right, now you get that piece of gold. There you go.
All right.
Oh, Christ.
83.
Okay, so that's one.
68?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
All right, that's your second piece of gold.
All right.
Keep going.
55?
55.
That is your third piece of gold.
Wow.
He is in the gold area of the whole thing, yeah?
Elvis, go to another part, please.
24.
Still picking up gold.
All right, 24 is your first raft movement. You can move a raft one space.
Yeah, nice.
One space?
You can move the full one, I think.
No, because...
Remove any raft one space. Yeah.
We kind of need to start filling.
We need to get this space. One over here. Yep.
Yeah.
So that we can keep filling up. Because elsewise, I think it's lost just, right? Or...
Yeah, right.
I don't know that they're just lost. We just have them prepared, question mark?
I will allow you to move things to the deck of the ship in order to wait for the next.
Never mind. Then it's not that important.
But it might be better to have two movements.
Yep.
To send it all straight over.
Did you roll the 24? Or...
That was the D81, so that's the gave us the movement. So now next one.
43.
We haven't gotten any weapons so far.
Yep.
None.
All right, you got your next piece of gold.
Jesus, Eldris, you're gold obsessed.
To be fair,
he's a wizard. He knows the value of gold. Everything he does is expensive.
He got his last piece of gold, and that is his turn.
What the hell?
Thank you, boys.
Midas touched.
Midas touched, yeah.
You're in.
Call me Midas.
Let me put the rafts back into the deck, and let me re-roll the deck.
Five pieces of gold.
Absolutely wild.
That's like, what, 7,000?
You're welcome.
6,000?
Yep. Member!
Yep.
Alright,
whatever you do, do not touch
it. Wait, are we now? Number wise?
79.
We're at 79.
Wait, where are we now?
79, because we added a card back.
What do you mean, where are we?
Number wise. How many numbers?
79. 1d79, that's what you're at.
Fair enough. Here you go. 48.
Okay. Oh, First crate of weapons.
There we go. Oh, I found the weapon.
Nice. Man. You did it, Jordan.
57.
Look in that area, everyone.
The Baron actually knows what we're looking
move
for.
Move around one square.
It was 1d78 at first, but you did a 79 because we already did the 79.
No, it was 78 because we added the movement
card. When rafts go in at the end of each turn, rafts go back into the deck, so it will. Yeah. That will change.
Let's just move this raft here.
So this one to the middle, or this one to the middle?
No. This one to the middle.
Okay.
Because we need more of those raft cuts. Let's be honest. So, 8.
We need to hit the raft 2 movement. Is what we need to do. So we just.
I know. We need to
dump them over.
We're all move a raft one square. Raft gonna die.
But
move a raft one square.
Well, there comes the raft.
Mm-hmm. Whoa, okay. There she comes.
That is a gold.
That's a gold. All right. That's my second thing of loot. Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm. All right.
Come on, bye-bye. Get us some fucking
25
weapons.
That is a raft 2 movement.
We want just one more than the other ones. Yeah, let's just get that one back to board. Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Wonderful. All right.
Let's get the raft back.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
29.
You're doing it.
Second crate of weaponry.
Excellent. Keep going. That's the third one, I believe, I heard.
Yeah.
Yep. So 15. Another crate of gold.
Right. Okay. Fourth one.
5.
You gotta be low.
Raft movement 1.
Spring one of the. Let's take this one because we want the weapons more than anything else. Yeah. So let's move the weapons halfway.
Okay.
All right. Now we are in total agreement here.
Mm-hmm. 62. Raft 2.
Raft 2. This one goes to the goal and the.
Comes back.
The empty one comes halfway back?
Yeah, the empty one comes halfway back. That's true, yeah. Mm.
Okay.
They'd rather lose an empty raft if there's like...
No. Absolutely.
If there's a metal pack thing.
Alright, what's next?
47, sorry.
47. Sorry, I have to switch between screens.
No, of course. Don't worry about it.
Okay. How many things have you successfully looted? You?
4.
One more.
This is your next weapons.
We are done.
All right. That was very successful for the Baron.
Very successful.
One Roland.
73? 74?
Hold on. I'm moving the guy from the 5 draft cards back in because he had a lot. So it's 74, actually.
74. Okay.
78.
Oh, wait. Hold on. I didn't sort. That doesn't matter for you.
I mean, if you have the possibility to just bring this raft to the goal line, that's probably not a bad idea.
Alchemical.
Okay. Right. 71.
Okay.
It begins.
Ooh. Sleight of hand and grapple.
Oh,
and water tendril, whatever that is.
What's water tendril?
Is that a spell?
You'll see later. It's the whatchamacallit.
Maybe
16 is my next thing.
That's a special loot, yes.
Like whatever Katara does.
It's a spell. Water tendril. It's a level 1 transmutation spell.
Oh, interesting. 16. That's the next one.
Okay. You see 16. That is a raft 1 movement.
I want to bring this one.
Yeah, okay. Makes sense. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then 60.
60. Raft 1 movement.
Oh god.
I want to start sending this home, I think.
Yeah.
Yep.
Probably not a bad idea.
Go ahead. 60 again.
All right. Gold.
Okay.
Why is that not copying?
Don't take our gold away.
Just moving from one ship to another.
Don't chuck us a gold, people.
No. Why is it not copy pasting?
Yeah. Probably because you have too much of it.
All right, let me refresh.
I'm very consistent. 60, 60, 61.
Okay, let's get this one.
I mean, yeah, you are.
There we go.
Okay.
And then before I hit 70 and 71.
Oh, no. I had to put this one back. That's
Yes, you do. Yeah.
All right.
61 is the new number.
Mm-hmm. All right.
This was your second piece of stuff, though, right? Or third?
Yes. No, first. Even.
Another piece
I'm pretty
of
sure
gold.
It's my third. That's my second now.
This is the same gold,
yeah. Nice.
Five.
Five.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Oh, this should be fine.
Acrobatics, dex? You think that would be fine for me? Or survival wisdom? I don't think I'm good at either of those, am I?
No, you're not.
Acrobatics plus zero, wisdom, survival... something. Minus one. Yeah. Discard next movement card. Who cares? I can make it.
Try it? Okay.
Can still try it.
I can also use my second wind on this. Mm-hmm. So, I will.
Okay.
My tactical mind.
Mm. Is that back? Yes, I have had
a 13.
I have three of them.
Ah, I see.
Shit.
Yeah, you succeed.
Alright. You succeed.
Okay. Next is... 41.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's a crate of weapons.
That's the third one?
Fourth one?
Yes.
Fourth one, okay.
Is it? I'm pretty sure I got this gold and then...
No, that's for you, sorry, but it's the fourth weapon.
Okay. Fourth weapon. Yeah, it's my third loot.
Third item, yeah. Third item,
sorry. By two? Or deception?
By two?
Probably Jesus something Christ. I have to pass on if I'm not good at
that. Pass over to Velvet. She probably can make the deception check easily.
Plus six on deception, and I'm proficient.
Yeah, I'm passing on.
I mean, that is what I have to say,
Velvet, it is up to you to make that deception roll and to basically stop the guards, stop the patrol.
Oh my God.
You give yourself your thing since you didn't use it.
I'm scared.
Let me put these back.
So if I'm proficient, does it already add to the number I have, which is plus six?
Yeah.
All right.
Cool.
You're fine.
Yeah, not coming.
This is completely normal behavior.
66.
We need to move the things.
Oh, we're at 66?
Yep.
Remember to put the bolt cards back in. I think it's more.
It was 66, and he only drew one, so I put it back in.
Sorry, never mind.
So 35.
Right.
Okay, that's your first piece of loot.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Nope, wrong one.
Oh.
That's still the wrong one. Why is it not copying the piece of this one?
It wants us to have weapons, man. Maybe you have to give us more weapons.
I'm refreshing the page again. I don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
All I'm doing is trying to copy and paste one card, and it's not letting me.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Okay, so that's the first one.
Yep.
Okay. Right, do I go again?
Yeah, go ahead.
Why is it five? Second wind is so sick.
Yep.
13. All right.
Hmm.
Ooh.
I think Roland and myself will have a fight later for that one.
A magic shield for me. Ooh.
Yeah, you can have it. I don't give a shit. I barely ever use a shield.
Ooh, that looks amazing. It's true.
You actually got
Tommy is so funny when she wants to be a fucking bitch, man. Jesus Christ.
I mean, some bards. No. Don't get me wrong. Some bards are really good with a shield. Mm-hmm. I don't think your bard is good with a shield.
Like College of Swords.
I already have a meat shield, but let's decide later.
But I'm gonna
see how good it looks. We're gonna have to wait for the art to see how good it looks before we decide.
Yeah, you're gonna have to make me laugh or something to see who gets it.
64.
Shit. All right. This group is hilarious. I love it.
Really, honestly.
All right. Oh, God damn it.
Nope, doesn't want that.
He's deleting our loot now.
Now I want to copy the sword.
Maybe you're just going to have to make a little pile, stockpile
that's,
on the
I
pile.
Think that's what I'm going to have to do.
Yep.
There you go. Much better.
All right. Mm-hmm. That was third piece of loot for her?
Second.
Not counting the special loot.
That was her second.
Second piece. Okay.
Yeah, 63.
I'm worried because there's no raft. But let's see.
Please move the raft.
It's actually problematic. That's true. Yeah, we need to move the rafts.
You have a raft too, movement.
Oh, perfect.
Nice. Then bring a raft.
Yeah, you can bring a raft. Yeah, you can bring an empty one or move an empty
one. If we can store it on board, I would rather you bring this one home before we lose everything.
Yeah.
Right.
But
so
you decide. Raft too. So, two movement from a raft.
Oh, raft two? Well, I believe it would have to be this one here.
All right, that's it.
Okay,
That's two one, moves. Right? Or that's two?
No, that that's two. There's
unless you wanted to go halfway, yeah.
All right, well, No. I need another raft, whatever.
Yeah.
So, do I keep going?
Yeah.
Six to two.
Yeah.
Six to two. That's so, nine. You rolled a nine. But she's just confirming the number.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was just confirming.
Yeah, I got the number 9 and the D62.
Yeah.
That was already drawn. I don't know why it's in the deck twice. Please roll again.
Okay.
Again?
Yep.
Okay,
yeah, 62 again, yeah.
62.
Surely it's 61 this time, right? If we just
no, it would have been 61, but it's that? Fine.
Okay.
It's 8, so...
Yeah. Yeah. Shit.
Oh. So I need to deal with this situation. I believe I have good acrobatics. Let's see.
Yeah, probably.
I think you should try regardless.
Plus this 3. That's acceptable. I'll take it.
You can still give
yourself the bonus thing.
Yeah, the 1d4 guidance. You
did I will cast guidance on myself, Mr. Gem.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, I'm going to use this.
Go ahead.
Plus in the formula, what do I do? Plus d4? Like
plus 1d4.
Mm-hmm.
Plus 1d4. There you go. Boom.
You're fine.
Yep. No problem. Yep.
All right, keep going.
Yep.
18. Now I need to go for a 1d61, right?
60.
60. 60. 60. I mean, it's skipped. Yeah, there was a problem there. Yeah.
All right.
15.
Yeah, messed everything up.
Yeah. It's all my fault. I'll take it.
There you go.
Third piece of loot. Wonderful. Yeah. Yep.
Okay, so that's my third loot, right? Yep. Or fourth?
That's the third one.
Yep, keep going.
All right. So now 59.
Yep.
36.
36.
We're emptying out this pot of stuff.
Yeah.
50.
Mm-hmm. I hope so.
This is the whole point of this adventure, so.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
This was the fourth one.
Four.
Yeah. Four.
That was the last one. That was number 5.
Yeah, that was 5. So do I end it now?
You end it.
Yep. You have to.
Yep. Yep.
All right.
All right. We're at the start of round 2 with Darius. The DC has gone up to 14.
Yeah.
All right. Cool.
Okay. Goes up by 2 every turn. That makes sense. Yeah.
How many cards? Well, it might be a different number later, but how many cards are there now?
What?
Oh, right. Let me reshuffle.
DC for all difficulties. So now to succeed on the checks, it's harder.
Okay. Additionally, what I haven't told you at the start of this round, 10 more danger cards go in the deck.
Oh
no.
It gets more dangerous each round.
God damn it.
Why?
Yeah. You just made that up thing.
You just asked why, really?
I already have the cards rolled. Oh, yeah. So
I believe
he made it up.
I believe 68.
There should be more.
Did not roll.
If you put in 10 cards.
Ten cards plus Velvet had 58, plus 10 is 68.
You only had one movement card.
Only one movement card, yeah. All right.
61.
She only rolled one moving card.
Okay.
All right. You got your first piece of loot.
No, Darius would take every bad card out of the deck. You got this.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
57.
Sure, clearly.
57. All right. You got a piece of weaponry sitting on the deck. Yep. Unless you want to swap out one of the golds.
We probably swap out a gold.
This one?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
It's never enough gold.
Another gold swapped out?
not exactly a chemical stuff here. Just have a full crate full of weapons. Sure. Load full of weapons. So.
41? All
right, so
oh, no, that's a reroll. Sorry. I need to roll
across
a
six. Yeah.
This time, by the
way. We need to move this.
I'm looking.
Raft one!
Raft one. Okay, gold goes, I guess, to empty out.
Yeah.
This one, center. Raft three. Okay. Yeah.
All right. That is four pieces of gold.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the raft is secure too.
The raft was supposed to stay, the gold was not. There we go.
Six,
the raft was identifying as a piece of gold.
Yeah.
24?
Letter B.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
All right.
Oh.
Oh.
Short inside deception. Both with the maze,
right?
It's just telling you the location. It's just because there's not a column there.
Yeah.
You've got expertise in perception, surely.
I don't have expertise in perception, but I do have perception skilled.
I have plus five in perception in this case.
I think I'm fine to try. It's a 50-50 here, base, but it's probably worth taking.
Plus, it will only be our first evidence. We can take three before we're even a suspect.
You're fine.
Fair enough.
You killed the crewman on the shore.
Uh-huh. And how many pieces of loot have I gotten? Three at this point? Four?
Yes, three.
Three.
You filled up the boat, and then you got these two over here.
Yes. So we're at 63 now.
63?
18.
Another
rough movement.
All right.
Jesus Christ. Yep. All right.
Yep. One more check.
One more check.
49.
Yeah. All right.
Assuming I get loot, it was my last one, but. Oh. All right.
So.
I mean, I'll do that. No problem.
We have Carlton, Mayak.
Oh.
I rolled poorly. Oh, well.
All right. You lose your turn and you lose. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Whatchamacallit. So that is...
That's fine.
Okay.
Oof.
So who's next?
Garandorf.
Garandorf, you're only allowed to acquire four pieces of loot this turn.
Oh, okay.
Only four? God dang it.
All right, let me reshuffle the deck after I add the raft card back in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let me know so I can go
one that wasn't really that bad. Like, yeah, if anything, we've got too much loot right now.
Yeah.
63, not 64. 61.
63.
Dang it.
19.
90.
Oh.
Oh,
two.
Uh-oh. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Again, okay. I think you just give it a go, even if you were bad. But then again, you're great at athletics. Like, we don't really care.
Plus three strength?
Is he allowed to rage for that if he wanted to? If he has rages left?
No, not at this point.
Okay. It's too cold.
I'm not going to let him get angry. No,
plus three, whatever. The fact that you only have a plus two.
You're fine.
He's fine.
So far, none of your loot has gone into the drink.
I am pretty curious about Drax's stats.
I know.
He's mostly wise, actually.
Interesting.
Alright.
He's a wise that is barbarian.
Oh, it's 25. Sorry.
He doesn't have that much strength. I can't. Oh my god. Well, you have survival. You're really good at
survival?
They're both wisdom based, and that's at this point that's your highest stat.
You're fine.
Oof, nice.
Let's just keep bodying these skill checks.
Let's keep rolling.
Exactly. Maybe. 61. 15. Okay. There you go. You drew a gold.
Ooh. We need movement.
Yeah, we're looking for the movement card. Every time we draw a loot card, we get more consistent movement cards for future rounds.
That is a raft 2 movement.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay, what the hell do we do? We send weapons,
four swords, right? 4 swords, right?
Yeah, surely. As much as it'd be nice to load up a new raft.
There's no maximum storage on our boat, so it's fine.
We also don't really care about the stuff that we're putting on the
raft
if we bring it over. So,
alright, go ahead.
Are we allowed to reorganize the rafts, or are they set in stone?
Yes. You already have started reorganizing
rafts. I've reorganized plenty.
47. Like, can we
47. Like,
switch that gold to that weapon?
Yeah, right. Yeah, we could, but...
Alchemicals.
My god. That's too much.
68, 58, 23.
Okay.
Oh my god.
Do you have one more loot to find, question mark?
Yep.
No, because that's 4, right? 4, not 5.
4 is... Oh, yeah, he already got 4?
I thought he got 3, but maybe he got 4th. Yeah.
Okay. Eldris, you're up.
No.
What, are you... In your simulations, were you just like really cowardly and reshuffling the movements like every time?
Oh wait, hold on. I did not have to reshuffle.
But yeah, we would like to stack all the swords
in my simulations. Right. It was stacked towards the first couple rounds, but then as the difficulty spiked and the increased amount of dangers, there was a certain point where you guys couldn't pull out anything else additional.
We'll see in a second.
Go ahead. What are you rolling? All right, Eldris, 1d58.
Oh yeah, there was another
one. Okay. Movement.
Eldris continues his trend.
Eldris, stop! You're an actual addict.
We need to move those rocks. 57. Just ridiculous. Yeah.
It's boys. I can no longer deny myself much more. Deny who I am.
I know.
All right. That is a raft 2 movement.
All right. Bring one of the
Oh, thank God. All right. You guys know which one we're moving, right?
Surely an empty one, yeah. And then load up with some stuff.
With 4 gold, yeah. Immediately loading it up with 4 gold.
Yeah. My God.
That is our wizard.
There are alchemical ingredients you guys got for me. Thank you. I got you gold.
Yeah.
All right, 156.
I'm buying the first magic item, by the way. Fuck off. D56.
37.
So D55? Oh, no, they don't. No, 37. I guess.
All right. The trend is broken.
Oh.
It begins. Hey, still stuff.
Yeah, it's good. It's what we want. It's just the meme is dead, but we love the
still
sword.
Extremely good. We are extremely good, yeah.
We prefer the sword. It's all good. It was just very meme-y to have you keep getting gold. 9.
That is a raft 1 movement.
Alright. Send one the full gold one or one of the sword ones.
Can you
gold out and then put a sword and 2 swords on?
Can we set us put a sword in here instead of a gold?
Yeah, and I would then like send to get more weapons on there just so
the No, absolutely. Actually, hold on. Can we get the 3rd sword there as well instead of the alchemical item?
Okay.
Instead of the alchemical.
There you go.
Okay. I think alchemical is the priority. It's fine.
Do we?
I mean, we can always buy alchemical things with.
We want the alchemicals gone from the marquee so they don't burn down the forest.
I mean, I believe when we are by the end of it, we just burn everything to the ground here. And
if they are able to salvage anything, it would be. I would prefer them salvaging gold.
They salvage nothing and we ransack this fucking boat. Honestly, we can take the boat.
Why did we not think of that? Can we take now? That's would have been another one of the.
Rammed it onto the.
Mm-hmm. I know.
All right, 22 prop.
22.
How much has Eldris looted so far? 3. Was it?
3.
3. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
it was 3. Oh no! Lose gold.
Athletics. All right, let me take a look.
You got this.
Really? A gold card? Okay.
Okay.
Easy.
We're fine. We're still fine.
And look at this athletic wizard.
He is good at this. Yeah.
Extremely good at this.
Sleight of hand, please.
It's like the second or third dex thing that he succeeded with a plus zero.
Yeah, when it comes to gold, he 53. Does not let his fingers
lie. Oh, yeah, that's fuck true. Around, guys. 53 we're now? So now dex it's 36.
Raft one movement.
All right.
I mean, send all
weapons home.
Yeah, absolutely. Get him home, okay. Boys.
More important than the weapons, he sent the gold.
Look
home.
At all this stuff that we've got there. Holy.
Certainly something said, yeah. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6,
now
like
I think
9.
We should concentrate on some of the gold, though, for real.
52.
You're not wrong, yep.
Yeah, 4, 8, and alchemicals, but I mean, that's a whole other thing. The alchemicals, I'm not worried too much about.
I'm still not too gold. Sure what we need to alchemicals for too much, like ourselves.
Yeah, I mean, surely if they're meant for burning down the forest, we can just burn them while they're on the boat.
Well, I have a feeling it's probably rare stuff that we can use to.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure we'll find a use for it. But
our,
like,
our rebels in the town in Bogwood wants them as well.
Exactly.
That's true.
Yeah.
True.
Let's
have a healthy mix between both of those things.
Mm-hmm. You can't really burn gold or weapons, okay. But you can easily burn the alchemical.
I get another piece of gold.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Boys.
All right, last okay. One.
Yeah, here we go. 1d51 we're at the...
Mm-hmm. Yep.
God, forgive me.
Let's keep getting movements, and it's not the last one.
Yeah.
Well, this... I'm not worried about this one.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Just have on it. Easy.
Okay. Yeah, watch me roll a fucking one now.
Yeah, it's kind of... Yeah,
so hang on, what is it? Is it investigation?
Or Arcana.
Or Arcana.
Surely it's Arcana. I guess they might be the
I'll
same.
Have to try.
You are fine.
I guess.
So 50. 1d50.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah. As long as you're not getting loot, just keep going.
46.
Ooh.
Raft 3 movement.
Ooh.
Holy! Boys, send them home.
Send empty out the gold one, yeah? And then one so halfway
home. I want them home.
Half home.
Yeah. Actually,
sending everything. Yeah. Okay,
we can do that. I mean, I was thinking bring one back.
No. It's not a bad idea because either way, we kind of
we're still just over yonder.
Yeah, it's fine. Just keep going.
I didn't know there was a boat for 3 though. That's sick.
Yeah.
We should draw that card more.
Them in the entire deck.
We should. We certainly should draw that more. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Why have we not been 49. Doing that?
1d49.
We get another one.
44. Raft 1 movement.
There you go.
Okay. I mean, everything's home.
Yeah.
Everything's home. You have managed to successfully loot all this stuff.
Yeah. If we didn't get anything out of this, I would be sad.
Time out. How many maximum amounts of weapons were there? 15? Was it?
It was 15, yeah.
15, yeah.
We have 9.
Wait, we got everything?
Yeah, we have
everything.
No.
We can get more.
No. I copied extra things. Don't count the stuff to the side.
There's 4 crates of alchemical left.
Pieces of gold. There were 15 crates of weaponry, and there were 12, I think, alchemical goods.
No, 10. You said
or 10. 10. Okay. There were 10.
Yeah. So it's 4 more alchemical in the deck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
6 more weapons.
Six more weapons. A shit ton of gold. Yeah.
Let's see if we get them, boys.
10.
Okay. Let's prioritize weapons first. 12. Weapons 12. First.
Raft
chemicals.
3 movement.
Oh,
yeah, holy! You're incredible.
One halfway.
Whichever one you want, guys. Just bring them back.
Mm-hmm. 2 a chemical on this.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, load her up.
50-50. Mm-hmm.
I agree with that.
I mean, for now, yeah. If we find anything better, then putting it on there.
Yeah, we can always switch them after the fight.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Cool.
Amazing.
All right, now hit the last move 3.
1d47, right?
That's another one?
Yeah, it's another 3 of them.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Ah, whatever. All right. You can make it. And even if you don't, who cares?
And it's just next question on the draw 4 instead of 5 loot. So.
I mean, surely Cyphers loses his go now, right?
Yep.
That's fine. Honestly, that's
you lose your go because you failed the check, and then the next person draws one.
Right.
That's still fine, who cares?
That was a lot of raft movements in that one.
It was a lot, yeah.
I did great.
I'm absolutely great. Yeah.
You guys are doing great. I think I will be fine to leave you guys with us soon.
Yeah.
Imagine going to work in 2025. Could never be me.
Where are the...
Well, yeah, I guess.
Jordan.
Yeah, what's the number?
40, we are now at 54.
Ooh, wow. So many raft movements. What?
14.
Seven raft movement guards.
Raft one.
Oh, raft that's one.
Amazing.
M2 halfway.
I bring this
No, I would rather actually take this one halfway. Okay.
Sure.
Really?
Just in case something happens. I don't know what... We might have to bug out all of a sudden. Yeah.
Like, always.
Yeah, so this prop doesn't be like, all right, now you guys have to do the same thing and get back to base. Like, I'd be...
No.
Yeah, sure. 31.
All right. There's another crate of weaponry.
Yeah, the next map is... There's carts, and we have to load the gold and stuff that we looted onto the carts.
Oh, sweet!
Then we have to move the cart along the road.
That's right, yeah.
22.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Ready hands, just got one random loot card. Insert. Well, I should be trained at insert. One moment.
Wise?
I'm okay at wisdom. Mm.
I mean, you are very dexterous, right?
Let's see. Sorry, what was the two things again?
Sleight of hand.
Sleight of hand or insight.
Oh, yeah, okay. Me undoing the sleight of hand then.
Yeah.
It's not super great, but.
You're a Dexedon.
You fail!
I do.
You're not a Dexedon.
Alright, so there
I'm
are.
I'm not sure, what the fuck do you want from me?
There's currently two pieces of loot on the deck, and you get rid of one of the golds forever in the drink.
No!
You know what? Completely fine with this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Preferable, in fact, so Eldrus can prioritize it less. What am I rolling? Did you draw any cards, did you? Any movements?
Yeah, no, I don't think he did. No, he drew,
He drew one raft movement.
So it's a D52 again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Give me one moment to randomize. Even though it doesn't matter, if you're rolling anyway.
It's 41.
41. Alright. That's a weaponry.
Okay.
Okay.
51. Okay. Can we, like,
Raft movement one.
I'll send that one home, I guess.
Okay.
Could we, like, kind of cash in a certain number of weaponry tokens for, like, actual equipment for us?
It's probably what's going to happen.
After this. Okay,
yeah, I'm sure we'll get whatever mundane equipment we want based on the amount we've
That's needed. A 50?
A 34.
The 34. All right.
Okay.
All right, some gold.
Yep.
So, 49.
Yeah, sorry. I was, eight. Yes, 8.
Okay. That's the gold.
All right. Okay.
That's the third one.
48.
37.
37.
No.
Oh, that would be horrendous. Good thing I'm
you
great
do have
at
athletics,
that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I still have
he's
one of my second wins left.
I guess, yeah. Whatever after would be. So, yeah.
We should be fine. Yeah.
Oof. It was a 3 there for a second.
I mean, even if it was a 3, I think I still make it lots of the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I only need to roll a 4 on
that's
my d10.
Let's not push that. All right.
Mm-hmm.
A 10 is the next.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. Is that correct? Yeah, that's correct. Okay,
yeah,
so 10's next one.
I'm here for the next round. I think I'm going to have to go.
I will let someone else control you.
Yep.
Because this was designed for 6 players.
Yeah, no.
Puppeteer you.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, my skills are probably going to be useful for some of these things. So.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay, so you said... Raft 3 movement.
Good luck with this. Ooh, nice.
Nice! Okay, well,
home, yeah.
Two rafts are now over here, and then I'll load one of them up.
Mm-hmm.
And then next is a 7. Yeah, you two. Have fun at work.
Bye-bye.
7... Okay. Probably will be fine.
Yeah, that'll be fine. I'm lucky. I've got like 3 athletics checks and nothing else so far.
Yeah,
like, it's my only reasonably good skill.
Yeah. No, you're doing well.
Go ahead. 45.
Next is a 34.
34. Move raft one square.
I'm bringing another one closer.
Bring another one.
Okay. 38. Oh, I could have actually loaded a raft and then sent it one. But
yeah, don't worry about it.
I've done it now.
Okay. That's good because I was using the fact that I was moving everything below you as a tracker.
One more.
38. Keep going. Was the next.
Yeah, keep going. You just picked up another weapon.
Oh, sorry, I got a weapon. Yeah, I'm stupid. 10.
You got another weapon.
Seriously?
5? No, it's still not, is it?
No, that was 5. That's all 5.
I was using that to track it, so.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, cool.
Yep, all the weapons.
Sick.
All right, that was a
pretty good time.
Bring it home.
Ja, ich bin hier, Leute. So.
What's the number?
We're at 1D42, right?
No, 40.
Let me reshuffle with the things.
I think it's 45.
Draw which one holds. Yeah, it is going to be 45.
42? 45?
45.
Okay.
Right, 45. I mean, 45. 25.
First piece of gold.
Yeah, piece of gold. Now, 41.
44?
No, 44. What am I saying? Okay.
20?
You can, 20.
Not 20.
You can press the up arrow in the.
There's a natural 20, well. Really, when you think about it.
And then it'll grab your.
Shattered planking, lose neck, draw.
Acrobatics
gold,
or investigation?
Acrobatics. Investigation or acrobatics? I have +3 in acrobatics and +2 in investigation, so I will do acrobatic. Which I will cast guidance upon.
You'll what?
Guidance.
I will cast guidance.
Okay. That is a failure.
Both guidances have been one so far.
And
I cast guidance. Guidance trolled me. Damn. All right.
Odds get anything right. Special that help with skill checks?
Five more dangers go into the deck, and we're now up to a DC 16.
Avi.
Wait, no, but do I lose my turn?
Yes.
Yes?
No.
Avi at 0 evidence still.
You're still at 0 evidence.
Okay.
Now, let's keep going.
Right. Darius is. We don't have access to Darius' sheet. So.
I will make sure you have access to Darius' sheet.
Yeah, you can roll.
Hold on.
Man.
It happened to me as well. Like,
you were hedging that guidance literally. Had guidance given me one more?
1d4. Yeah. Hold on.
But it only gave me a
bonus. Everyone can observe Darius. Okay. You should have access to Darius' sheet now.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's a 43 I'm rolling, right?
Hold on, let me double check. It is a 49.
A 49? All right.
We added more danger.
Oh, right, yeah, we did. True.
Yeah.
34.
It still says velvet for some reason, but 34.
It does,
We can see his sheet, we can't actually access.
Raft 3 movement.
Bring the weapons home.
Weapons home and then this here, probably?
No, because we don't have 4
gold home,
loot.
Maybe. But yeah, I think
so bring one that to the boat. And then 2, 3.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that works too.
Yeah.
And then it's a 16.
Okay.
Is that a special bonus if we get all the weapons?
The second raft 3 movement.
Oh.
Okay, I guess bring that raft to the boat and then maybe start sending 3 gold.
Yeah, you're correct.
Yeah, send 3 gold.
You're correct. Yeah.
Okay, so that goes here. Okay. Everyone down. 43. Right,
next.
43. Raft 1 movement!
Jesus. Okay, send the gold, I guess.
The gold.
Okay, next batch of gold arrives.
13 is next.
Off. Alright. Well, it's a good thing you emptied your shit.
Sink good. A raft?
Wonderful. I mean, it doesn't really matter what I roll. I guess it doesn't end my turn. Oh, I can't actually roll the dice, but I can just roll like this. Slash R1D20 plus 7 for his acrobatics check.
That is a failure.
Unfortunate.
Okay.
Wait. It doesn't have to be that boat.
You are correct. I'll roll a d4.
Okay, never mind. It had to be that boat.
It did have to be that boat, actually.
You can get that boat. You can, the next time you draw a raft card, you can use one raft movement to get a raft back on shore.
I mean,
I don't think we need that.
We're probably fine.
I'm gonna go grab a sled. I'll be right back.
Garendorf will be this turn. Yeah. We're doing extremely well.
That would have been very interesting if it was one of the full rafts, but you managed to move all your shit to...
We are smart, and we know exactly what was in the deck. No.
Yep.
We fumbled our way to victory, so...
All right. We're now at Garendorf.
We are at...
45, because there's 3 movements that go back on the deck. 48.
48.
48.
You rolled 16.
All right, give me 1 second. I haven't randomized. Ooh, yet. Hold on. Right, give me something 16. Good. Okay. First piece of treasure.
Okay.
All right. For the 47.
Yep. 16.
That's
again.
Also a 16. That's a raft 1 movement.
Yeah. Just bring a raft over.
How should we move?
Over. Yeah.
Yeah, like that.
Okay.
Okay, let's go for our next one. 46.
That's an 8.
8 is half of 16.
Alright.
That's right.
Oh. Collapse and rotation. Oh my goodness.
Acrobatics or athletics?
Instead of lose the next movement card, it will mean that you have one less thing. Because I changed the way that works, but I didn't change the text. But I think you'll be okay. Actually, maybe not, because 16 is getting hard.
DC 16 is pretty hard, too. Okay.
Nice. Okay.
All right.
18. That's the raft 3.
The fuck? Well, I guess that's we have all the rafts. All 3 rafts. Yeah. All right.
Does Jürgen get to have a
44? Okay, 44. Come on, we'll
a one per round thing. Because he can give the help action as a bonus action.
What? Some would say one is the loneliest number.
Dang it! All right.
The fuck?
Insight. Let's go for the insight. 19 on Mazda. Arriba. Inside Mazda.
Alright, you're done.
Dang it.
Okay,
now we are draft rich, loot poor.
Yes, we are. I mean.
Literalmente el agua.
Good thing we got pissed to get us all of the gold.
Yep.
What am I rolling?
Oh, right. Let me reshuffle.
Yeah.
It's going to be a 46.
1d46. There we go. 30. Athletics or perception?
Oh, shit.
I mean, perception might be fine. He had pretty good wisdom, right?
DC 16? Ooh.
Yeah, it's not was ideal, but...
It's not ideal.
He's probably up.
All right, he failed. And the rafts are all stuck this turn.
Yeah. A 45? I mean,
luckily, the rafts are where they should be anyway, so...
That is true.
Right. 21?
21.
Jordan just needs to load them up.
All right, draw again.
Go again?
I mean,
that is a raft movement card.
Ah, so which, yeah, of course. 39. Come on, man. Really?
Don't bother me either. I can't handle that.
At this point, it gets much harder to start to extract things as you're.
Oh, yeah, no, 100%. I mean, I'm about to call it and leave them absolutely on the belief that the other guys attacked him.
Still no evidence so far. We can continue eating bad results.
No. Arcana or what was the other one? Perception. Oh, I'm terrible
you're
at those.
You're probably decent.
No, I'm actually better at Arcana, interestingly enough. So,
really?
Yeah, I'm intelligent. I'm not very wise. I'm on a death march against the Dragon Empire, just to remind you.
Alright, you have failed.
Alright. Don't worry, Roland will bring it home.
Yep, Roland's up. Roland can only get a maximum of 4 loot this turn. But Raft movement can now move again.
I believe.
43,
it's 45 again.
Oh, 45.
45.
Yeah. You went the wrong direction when I re-added the raft card you drew.
16.
All right, first piece of loot.
Hey.
Hey.
19.
Moving in the right direction. 19. Oh. Ooh.
Ooh.
Take that.
Dangerous to possess.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes. Perfect.
I mean, being me is also dangerous around the marquee, so...
And the seal of the mark! And the seal of the mark! Our spy crew master will have a field day with this shit!
Yeah, that's a big gain. 15.
That was another very important thing that was on the ship that you had no idea about until now.
Nope.
I didn't add these things to my character sheet. I hope that you did it.
I don't think anyone did, so.
That's fine. I have it marked off.
Awesome. Okay. Wonderful.
That's 26.
Oh, fuck. I just accidentally opened chess.com on my bookmark bar.
What is that?
It's chess. You play chess on it. Chest.
Oh, I thought you said chest.
Yeah, I also heard that.
Chest. Yeah, chest.com, mate.
Okay, you have a raft one movement. I'm guessing you're recreating your raft at shore because you don't want to move anything right now? Or do you want to move, I guess, move these two gold out? Okay.
I didn't think that we would be doing that, but apparently we are doing that now.
raft rich, as you said, so yeah.
Yes. So go ahead, Roland. Next draw.
41. I just load back in. 12.
Raft two movements.
Okay,
bucket.
Well, I guess
bring
I'm putting
this one home with 2 gold.
Yeah, 2 gold on it and sending home.
This is ridiculous.
Did I just roll 36 for the raft 2, or was that what I rolled afterwards? Yeah, okay. So next is 39. The maximum I can roll, natural 39.
Yeah.
That's got to be worth something.
That's what's worth a gold.
There's another creative weaponry, and that is the end of yours.
Oh. Sorry, wait, I rolled one too many, I guess.
Fuck did we get...
Because he drew 2 golds, and then he just drew a third gold, and the thing...
I understand.
Lost a draw last
turn. Did that after the move 2? He got those 2 both after the move 2?
He got it before the move 2.
What?
He had these 2, he drew these 2.
Yeah,
those
and then
got
I got moved 2 and sent
to shore.
Them.
Okay.
Yeah, yes. And then he drew 2 more just now.
Those. Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Love it.
Good luck.
Yes, if we here. So,
where are we? Number wise.
So we're at
Sorry. You're at
140. 1d40. That's 40, really? Mm. I feel like I've moved more.
1d40?
Because you had multiple 40? Moves, but not multiple move cards.
So 1d40? So
1d40, yes. 1d40.
I thought I had a move. 35? No, I had a move 1 and a move 2.
35.
So I made it off 2.
Yeah, he did.
Oh, whatever. Obviously, one less card and then it goes up 2. I'm stupid. Sorry, you're right.
Alright, that's 35. A move
2? Move 2? Jesus Christ. Hold on.
Or do you want it the other way? Yeah.
Bring the stuff home, I would say. Okay. But, I mean, you decide. Velvet.
I don't get it.
Okay, here's your state. You can move a raft 2 positions. What do you do?
You can either send the 2 things home,
grab these 2 things, put them on a raft, and no, don't take them home. Actually, bring 1 from there to here.
Okay.
All right. No, I'll keep going. So 39.
20.
Uh-oh. Marky evidence.
Any arcana or perception wisdom?
Yeah.
You're right. The
worst thing in the world.
Perception.
DC 16.
DC 16.
DC 16. Alright, I'm going to go for perception, and I'm going to cast guidance. Mm. Guess I'm just built different.
That is a failure.
God damn it. And do I miss my turn?
One piece of evidence.
Okay, one evidence.
You lose the rest of your turn. Yeah.
We knew that it was possible for 2 evidence.
No. Yeah, we knew it was possible for 2 evidence. I would like to abandon now.
Yeah, let's just leave.
Okay.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong. We are doing extremely fine. It would be nice if we could get those 2 with us. But I would like to not risk getting 2 evidence cards.
The political advantage that we gain by not even being suspects is way too much and is worth more than any amount of equipment.
And I will point out next turn, 5 more danger goes into the deck as well as you increase your difficulty.
Yeah.
To 18, can we burn the boat? Can we the alchemical supplies and stuff?
Well, there's that, but can we also persuade the dungeon master that we can take those 2 with us somehow?
No!
Okay.
I mean, we're taking a rock back
for
sure, right?
You play the game. No, you play the game or you don't play the game.
It's a fair point. You want us to keep... Okay, let's literally have a vote here. Who is for continuing?
Jorgen counts as me.
I think even with Jorgen counting as you, I'm pretty sure everyone else is voting for leaving.
Yeah.
I'm very on the fence, but I think leaving is a fine thing to do. We've already got most of the loot.
All right.
You made out with a lot of items.
Drock?
Let's just leave.
Yeah, let's leave.
Okay.
Let me ask you guys a quick question here.
Yeah,
we've got all this stuff up here, right?
Right.
Yeah.
All right, so wait. How close are we to being boned in terms of...
A single card.
Theoretically.
No, I'm not saying there's a super high chance or something, but the chance increases every single time we draw a card.
But what is the... But what's the
and even then, we're not completely screwed. It's just we're suspects. So... And we could maybe counteract that with the CU I just got, like the.
I think the political implications of that are heavier than any amount of equipment that we could get.
I have to agree with this.
3, 6, 9, 12. It would just look too bad, even 13, if we're merely suspects. That's not worth it.
We have 13 out of 15 weapons. We cannot do this better, I believe.
Yeah, I'm
maybe we could gain 2
you
more.
You got
weapons.
More than half the gold off the ship. You got 18 out of 30.
Oh, that's nice.
You have more than half the alchemical supplies, and you have nearly all the weaponry off the ship. As well as five of the six magic items, I believe?
I was going to say, five out of six? Fucking yeah, alright.
Not magic items, but special items.
Sorry, special
but
items,
what
yeah.
If there's, yes. What if there's something else special? Like, we found the marks, whatever, on there. What if there's something else special on there?
There is a singular unknown card, which is not... which is not bad for us, Cyphers.
I think as I rationalized it, I want to continue now.
Hey.
Okay, so yes, Weber doesn't, Garendorf doesn't, I don't want to, so it's Roland and
yeah, Arthur, I guess it's like
and Darius. And Darius
doesn't,
of course,
actually count, but yeah.
Counts for Eldros, which is 3 against 3. I'm the Baron and I break ties, so we are boloing out.
Oh, damn.
Sorry, but when it comes to
did you consider the ties, undead minions?
I
don't
think
undead minions.
They count.
But also, don't forget, Theric is in love with Serana, and he would vote to go with.
Oh, right.
Whatever she goes yep. with. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Theric votes no.
Sorry, man. I mean, you can blame me later, but I do believe that we heard it well. We should end it while we are ahead.
I agree with you. I think we did great. I think we could get. I was just wondering how much further could we go? That's really what it comes down to.
What?
I think so. Theoretically, we could have done another full round. But...
So there would be 45-ish cards. One of them would be an unknown beneficial card. Everything else...
It's 44 cards with the five right. whatchamacallits that I just added.
Right. So one of those 44 would be the sixth special item. That's it.
And then there's also 12, 13, 14.
There's about a 50% of them is bad at this point, and there is an evidence
like 18 or something.
So it would have been 44 cards, right, Pratt?
Mm.
With roughly 18, I think.
44 cards.
In good results.
Let's not linger anymore. We left. No. Period. Okay.
We left. Yeah. Sorry.
Right. It would have been 44. You said.
Mm.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I agree. Let's leave. That being said, Pratt, what would I have
gotten?
Oh, come on.
What would I have gotten?
You can't do that to yourself, man.
I'm not going to tell you if it's the magic item.
Okay. Don't tell us.
Because I'm not going to reveal what that one was.
Okay, that's fair.
Raft movement. Happy?
See? Nice.
I think we did right.
Okay.
I mean, that's a positive in my eyes.
That's absolutely positive, but I still believe not. Pushing
the right how action. Are we distributing the amount of wealth that we got?
I get all of it.
So
I get all the gold that I pulled, which is all of the gold.
Okay, so an interesting part about this, I know exactly how much gold wizards require, which is a lot. Mm-hmm. There is an inconsiderable amount of gold Eldritch Piff will get just for that. Because
you know
you
what
need to get your...
needs tons of gold? Fight
in what ways
will he be paying back the barony?
Yes, there is that. But I'm not saying that there's not an inconsiderable amount of money which should get to the Jesus fucking Christ, that's a lot of money.
Holy.
So, let me level with you guys about the quantity of gold I'm getting. I honestly don't care so much about the gold. I just want to be able to purchase a nice weapon, let me get in on that sweet weapons that we got there, boys.
What weapon do you want to buy? You can't use any.
I mean,
you have no proficiency.
When I say weapon, I mean magical item.
Yeah, of course, but
magical item. Okay.
Dungeon Master, please, if you could summarize the rest of what we actually gain. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
Okay,
you asked the wrong question.
There will be a post up later that has all this information built out and with pictures and all the fun stuff that I've been doing, but this is the markdown sheet of the information that it is.
I like the magic shield. Is there anyone else who's using shields, actually?
Okay, before we continue... Yeah,
but never mind, really. Please continue.
Yeah. Are you investigating the black box?
Yes.
Hey! Is the black box itself magical?
Yes.
Almost 100% assuredly, yes.
Can I cast Identify upon it?
Okay.
Yep.
It is an artifact. So you don't get full details.
You actually get almost nothing.
Okay, so I already played this one. So here's what you find out.
The triple crest and endless knot design suggests a relic designed to bind, not merely store, a force of the ancient wilds.
Okay.
That was shorter than expected, admittingly.
You can attempt to open the box.
Is it?
I'm sure that won't be bad.
What?
Is it made of cold iron, you said?
It is made of what... It's not cold iron, although it does appear to have cold iron in the bindings of the knots, but it is made of what looks like some sort of blackened lumber, like petrified wood.
Oh, shit. Leave it.
Is this an ebon box? Did you try to get us to open an ebon box, you psychopath?
I don't know what an ebon box is, so
it's sure. The same as like a cold iron flask. It can hold the...
those are two things I don't know what they are.
Can iron flasks hold extra planar can hold an extra planar
entity.
Okay.
Yeah. Entity.
I mean, we could definitely take this to our druid guy.
No, we should definitely take it.
Open it and find out.
Wood.
Stop. Here's the one reason why we shouldn't open it. Listen to me for one moment.
We all want to.
The only reason why they would bind it in cold iron is because they don't want their allies to get their hands on this.
Oh.
Because they are aligned with the Fae, remember?
I mean, do you know that? Because, like, the way I see it, it could perfectly be, like, something that they stole from someplace else. Maybe they were taking it someplace else because they wanted to open it, but they had no one to open it with. So now they want it open. They just couldn't.
Make an insight check.
Why it's so close.
Make an insight check.
Come on.
I roll insight. Let's roll insight.
Hell yeah. Do it up. We'll see who got better.
Okay.
Ah, shit. You win.
Okay.
Where's my insight? Did I roll?
It is highly... I saw 14, so...
Yeah.
Highly unlikely that the people who acquired this for the Marquis are the same people who built/binded whatever is inside of that box.
Okay.
It is something that they have acquired in this state.
Okay, sorry.
That is what I want to state.
No, because it's not that the box was sealed in addition with this rope, and that triggered alarm bells in my head, because the only reason why they want to do this is that they don't want to get the Fae their hands on it.
I'm not pointing anything else out, except for you do not think that it was probably the Marquis who was the one who basically bound this. She has acquired it in the bound state.
Okay.
Exactly. So open it.
Are you shitting me?
I'm not.
Let's open it.
Really?
Yeah, let's open it.
We have so many downtime actions of NPCs looking into this with, like, augury and other stuff.
It's an arcana check if you want to try to open it, since you're in possession of it.
Oh, no.
It's up to you. I'm putting my hands up. I'm letting the players do whatever they want.
It is my opinion that we should invest some... Oh, my God.
Okay, so...
she fails to open it.
Zirana is... Please take it away from the box until further notice.
I have taken the box away.
Okay, you currently have the box. No,
as irresponsible as I've been in the past, I will not be responsible.
Did not cost advantage, guys. That's it.
Talk to me, please. Talk to me, please.
Yeah.
Explain to me why we need to open the box. Okay. Sorry, are we safe?
Do we gain by
you're
not
back.
Opening?
Okay, you're back. Okay, so you're back. Up, you're fine.
We're in a safe place. Okay, good.
Okay.
What do we gain anything... by not opening it?
Hold on one moment.
About what we lose if we do open it.
I mean, we could let out literally the genie in the box to destroy us. Who knows? But first question, is anything we found on the boat related to this box?
There is nothing else you found on the boat related to the box.
So even the documents or something do not mention
the documents the box. Are not related to the box.
Okay, fair enough. I just had to ask, you know. You never know.
Okay, I want to point out that the documents were a sealed document. You don't have the seal. I don't know why you thought you had the seal. You have sealed documents, just FYI.
Yeah, but I mean, you can make a copy of the seal.
You can make a copy of the seal, yes.
We have a deceptive deceiving man. Okay, Drak is taken away from the box.
She got a
so I swear if I have to put a fucking honor guy, I will throw this box into the sea if you guys don't cut it out.
Someone really wants to know what's in the box. All right.
If you're jumping the gun, you're not getting access to the box anymore. After
I feel
the
like it's normally me and Cyphers that do the dumb shit.
It's unusual that it's not the two of you, don't get me wrong, but at least we're fighting fate.
I'll have doubting from you. Add a 1d4. Whoever's next, add a 1d4. I'm in.
Why do you
cast
that on me?
I have a question.
Well, it wouldn't have mattered.
Oh my god.
Yes.
Can we, with our NPCs, help set up some kind of binding circle around it so that whatever comes out of this box doesn't just pop out into existence and just murderizes everything?
I'm going to remind you of one piece of information before I say yes.
Who is the guy that we did the Duskwoods with? Was that Alcaster?
No, Alcaster is the Marshall guy. The guy's name is...
Wilgrim.
Thank you.
Yeah. Not Wilgrim. Sorry. Kelgrim. Wilgrim is
Kelgrim. Kelgrim, yes.
We should bring it to Kelgrim.
No, I agree. He was on the shore, I believe. So, yes.
No. Kelgrim is actually back at whatchamacallit. He did not come on this adventure. All
right. Might not be a bad idea to might not be a bad idea to at least like inform him as one of our magical talents, especially since one of our magical talents has just gotten no longer permission to deal with the box until further notice.
There's just you're being too careful. There's some things that are meant to be discovered. This is one of them.
Yeah, honey, I've been trying that argument for like 20 years. It hasn't worked ever once in my favor.
What was incredibly stubborn as well.
Okay, I have to ask. How many evil genie gods or other bullshit have you released? But
I have famously almost destroyed this entire world it's built. So...
In a non-zero amount of times.
Like multiple times. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Okay. No,
sound save upon doom.
What?
Oh.
That?
That's written on the box. Sound not save upon doom.
I will play what I played when you first found the box, which you didn't really listen to because you're like, we'll get to it later.
Yes.
A heavy box roughly 2 feet long, carved from dense, almost petrified blackwood. The surface is etched with an intricate lattice of silver and pale green runes, worn with age but still faintly humming when touched. Bands of dark iron reinforce the edges, tarnished but unbroken. Each band pressed with strange sigils, neither holy fee nor mortal in design. The box is secured with 3 silvered locks along its front face, each bearing a different crest, a stag, a broken crown, and an endless knot. No hinges are visible. The seams are impossibly fine, as if the box was grown rather than built. Beneath the first layer of filigree, if one examines closely, tiny letters can just barely be seen burned into the wood. Sound not. Save upon doom. The box is heavy for its size, resonating faintly if jostled. Not with noise, but with a low thrumming, like the heartbeat of something sleeping and dangerous.
That's an insane thing to open.
Thank you. Thank you.
Worst case scenario, it's a thing with one of them.
It's a beholder?
A beholder? Yeah, maybe.
Listen, you said there were sigils on the box.
There were letters that said, sound not save upon Dune.
I mean, on the lot, there were a crown.
Yes.
A stag.
So, can I cast comprehend languages to understand?
You can cast. Let me see. Hold on. Let me get my.
Sorry, there was a crown, a stag, and a what?
Like that was the knot.
Which I assume was like an infinity symbol.
You understand the literal meaning of any language that you hear or see sound.
Okay, you can make a religion check. It is not the type of sigil that is just words.
Before you do that, please make a persuasion check to let me give you access to the box again.
All right. I'm going to cast Charm Person first to give me a...
Which doesn't affect him because of his cloak now.
Because of my cloak.
Okay, I'm just gonna persuasion. I'm just gonna cast persuasion.
All right. Okay, so all right. You explain that you're only going to do research. There will you will not be alone to open it and go ahead.
Okay, Syriana, you want more information? Yes. Who do you go to in the house? Because you guys are back at the estate to get more information about stuff like this.
Hello.
Well,
you
I
have
was
an
gonna,
NPC that you go to ask things. Just putting that out.
Oh my god, you're right. I have been going to the Fae that was in the house, asking for guidance, literally. So, I will do two things. Number one, I will still try to examine the sigil. Like, I'm going to do the religion check just to see like what I can remember, what vibe I get. And second action, I'm going to take it to the Fae. I'm going to invite everyone else to come with me so that the Fae can, you know, tell me some twisted words about the box. So I'm going to do the religion check right now, which is in religion here.
How certain are we that the Fae is trustworthy?
I cast violence. I did not add the 1d4. Hold on.
It's okay. All right, you add 2 to that. 16, bro.
All right, 1 second. Is so, the 16 religion check. I'm getting information. Hold on. This session has gone longer than I anticipated.
Yeah.
I guess because I put a box in front of you.
I also have to leave in a while. What?
We can. No. Nothing. I'm just laughing because you also have to leave.
Yeah.
We might have to take this offline.
Because
this all can be happening between sessions, so.
Yeah.
It could be, it's true.
Where's my...
What happened with my roll? What do I get? Just tell me.
1 second!
Jesus.
I'm giving you information.
You're not the only one interested in this. We are all looking at stuff.
I'm aware you made the roll. I'm just in the middle of trying to get this thing to working.
Alright. So, why
did I
couldn't charm you?
Oh, there it is. I would like to use Divine Sense on the box as well.
And I would like to use Axe.
Well, here's the thing. That's a safe thing to do, which doesn't cost as much, so...
I don't know why that came out of Darius's mouth.
They are on the box.
They resemble ancient bindings used to seal divine or fae forces. God. There's an intentional design to keep something from awakening.
The fact that we were about to open that shit.
I mean, there's some chance that it would be our greatest ally that we let out. I would bet on it.
Right?
I would not bet on that, but...
Thank you for helping me out. Thank you for giving me some copium.
Okay.
Giving me copium.
I guess. Alright, if you take it to. Are you taking it to Alithra?
Yes.
It's not your decision.
I don't want to
persuade everyone to see this.
I don't like
I explain,
her.
No, hold on. Let me actually explain it to everyone. Everyone, I've been. During our resting time. I have spent my time consulting the Fae that has been in the house. And I have already consulted several times, and the Fae has proven to give me a lot of very valuable wisdom. So I suggest that we bring the box to the Fae so the Fae can feel it out and provide us some further guidance into the magical secrets that it contains. What is your opinion?
My opinion,
they are inherently untrustworthy, and that a box designed to seal a fey creature may have an ulterior motive for a fey investigating it.
I would like to send it to the, or bring it to the Duskwoods, where our druidic friend may cast some illumination, magic, and divination to see if there's what's in the box without, you know, opening it.
Box, you open it.
Okay.
They may have some form of vested interest in opening this box and give us some false information to make that happen.
I'm extremely concerned. We don't need to open the box right now. The box is... Sorry. Master Pith, what was that?
You opened the box. We came. Cenobites.
Exactly. You're a real one.
Yeah.
So, no fey for now?
Come again?
So, no fey?
I don't think that should be our go-to move, no.
I'd advise not a fey, for sure.
Damn, you are too careful. Alright. Well,
I feel like you might not be careful enough.
I'm saying let's have some downtime investigation before we open the box of potential doom.
Or at least we have a better idea as to when to open the box.
We have a better option, so there is no persuasion you can roll, I believe. That
why does it say sound not?
Because I believe the words are shuffled around, and it doesn't say not safe.
Well, here's the thing. Strictly speaking, are you familiar with the verb to sound something?
Well, yes, but maybe not in the way that you're discussing.
Jesus Christ.
I believe that sounding can refer to the fact of, you know, disturbing something. Which is a common usage of the word. It's not just inserting things.
Okay, so it's disturbing. Okay. Shut the fuck up. I'm aware of that, Cyphers, but I genuinely knew there was a different...
So, maybe we could take the warning of the box in face value and not open it for now.
Yeah. Do not insert a rod into your
fuck.
We're doing so well. I'm not a juvenile humor here, man.
I know. I bring it right on.
We've been together for too long, Robert. You got. Why do you understand?
All right.
Yeah, I've been an adult for too long. It's time for me.
It's all good.
Honestly, far too long in your case.
All right.
Okay. I am generating one last thing to give to the players, since I am sure that Syriana is going to ask her, even if she can't bring it physically to her.
That's fair. That I'm okay with.
I don't think you would stop that.
I can't stop that.
You can't stop me?
No, we could. The Fae doesn't have to live.
I would probably have to kill both her and her bodyguard in order to stop her from doing
that
anything
is true.
Related to that. I can stop her from opening the box. I cannot stop her from anything.
We don't have to kill her and the bodyguard. We can just kill the Fae.
Are you high? Are you currently high? Either in character or out of character, are you currently high? I have to ask this question now, because that sounds like something a high person would say.
Okay. I am going to fix this later, because I can't get it working right now. But I can at least play this. This is what would have happened if you took it to her. She's still going to give you the same basic information, except the scene setting would have been slightly different because the box is not within her possession. So here we go.
The chamber holds its breath as you bring the Blackwood box into Alithrae's presence. Her glowing hair ceases its slow undulation. The tiny orbiting lights flicker and falter, some dimming almost to nothing. Without turning, Alithrae speaks before you even open your mouth.
The loom shudders. A hunter stares in dreams not dreamed.
Slowly, unnervingly, she floats closer, vines dragging across the floor. Her pale hands, woven with living tendrils, hover just above the box, yet never touch it. The glowing moss under her feet dims. The chamber's heartbeat stills. Olithri's voice, usually layered and drifting like mist, grows suddenly sharp.
Sound not the herald's breath. Not yet. Not here. Not when the threads still fray unbidden.
She tilts her head, unnatural, bird-like. The vines wrapping her arms recoil slightly, as though even the roots of the earth refuse to draw near. Her wide, distant gaze settles on the box, and you feel, rather than hear, a low, discordant hum begin to echo through the ruined estate. In a whisper that sounds almost like a second voice layered atop her own, she adds.
To wake the hunt is to unmake the race.
Then she floats back, withdrawing into the nest of roots and mist, leaving you with the sense that the Blackwood Reliquary has no place in this world, or perhaps never did.
Damn.
Read into that as you may.
Damn. Okay, wait, she said something very important. She said the hand.
No.
She Are you gonna... Hunt. Oh, the... Oh.
Did I hear her say the hunt release would end the race?
Yes.
To wake the hunt is to unmake the race.
So, letting it out kills all fae.
No.
Maybe. That's but, one way to put it.
But, sorry, yeah? What about me?
No, go ahead.
It might just be the wild hunt.
It might be. Where's Geralt?
So, in conclusion, let's not open it.
Oh, really? I'm glad you rolled so poorly when you wantonly decided to open it without having any information.
I'm sorry. I don't know what became of me.
I don't open it. I just thought that.
You just gave me a tiny heart attack.
I know, bud. Mm-hmm. I know.
You must.
The gods guide my hand.
As I take off my mask.
The gods guide my hand. So if I miss, God willed it so.
Well,
the god of this world is a psychopath. His name is Paul. He's listening.
Which one? Yeah.
Gods. My gods.
So I will post this later. I gotta go. Everyone has to go. But these are the words she will say if you don't bring her the box. Because it's slightly different, and I want one of the words to be in there so that Robert knows exactly what this is.
Oh. All right.
I probably don't.
You probably do.
But you know everything, let's be real. But it was fun. It was fun. Listen, as the MVP of the boat fight, I felt like I had the right to do what I wanted for once. Yes. To kill the entire Fae race. Yes.
It hunts without end once awoken.
Oh, you already sent it?
Yeah.
He's got
we see and a breath to wake them.
Oh, the horn. This is the horn of the white hunt, yeah.
But the bearing, dreamt long ago by hands wiser than these, to unlock such a bind.
As I said, Robert now knows what is in the box.
To be fair, that was... I was pretty close the first time.
It hunts without end, once awoken. Damn!
Okay, but like, who does it hunt? Is it Fae?
Here's the thing. No, the hunt... If I remember correctly...
The wild hunt is Fae.
No. Right? Yeah, but correct me. The wild hunt hunts whatever it wants. The horn allows you to call the wild hunt to there, and then you can basically make the call...
Negotiate
and suggest that they hunt death.
You can ask them, you can... Basically, talk to the leader. You can basically challenge the leader to command the hunt.
Yes.
All right.
There are things you can do once you summon the hunt. But once you summon the hunt, that is a big fucking deal.
If you summon this anywhere in a city, especially a city under my control, I will murder your character in character.
Okay. I mean.
All right, everyone.
You said the same when I was going to a ship.
The consequences of this happening will be that you will have to retire your character because there will be no safe place left for them anymore.
All right. Jesus, good lord.
It can be done. It just has to be done under certain circumstances, and one of them is if you do it in a populated area under my control, you're done. Right. Whatever plans you had with your character will no longer be there.
So you have it within your possession, a tactical nuke.
Yeah.
Now you have to figure out how to deploy it.
Yeah.
Or everyone, we have to leave. Sorry.
Oh, yes. Okay. Goodbye. Have fun.
Okay. No problem.
Thank you so much for everything, and it was fun.
It was amazing. Yeah, thank you very much. No.
All right.
Sorry, I got so intense in the end, but
that's fine.
Really happy we didn't open this.
I was about to say, what happens in my games when I give someone something like that? I don't know. So,
work. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Trot.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed the adventure. Stay tuned for more episodes. You can watch us play on twitch.tv at the Guildhall Podcast channel. If you want to join a game or just say hi, stop by our Discord. Details are at the-guildhall.net. The music in this episode was created by Philip E. Ray and used under Creative Commons. Thank you, and I hope to see you next time.